Okay, Rabbi Sai. Thursday night, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Pashas Vayetze Tovshin Ayin Gimel Shiloh of the week. Okay, here was the Shiloh that I got. And the Shiloh, unfortunately, came about because of a tzara. The Shiloh is very, I would call it, even geschmack, because it's... So Shaila, I had similar Shailas, but never one like this, and it's been very geschmack going through it. Someone was Nifteris. A woman was Nifteris, Rahman al-Hassan, a young woman. And she was Nifteris on a Friday. And the family decided that they were going to bury her in Eretz Yisrael. So on Sunday, the husband and a son-in-law flew to Eretz Yisrael. And the rest of the family began sitting Shiva. That's the halacha. The family begins sitting Shiva when they take the mace out of the city. So the family began to sit Shiva on Sunday. The father and the son-in-law flew to Eretz Yisrael. They got to Eretz Yisrael, and the Levaya was Monday evening, which is Tuesday. So she was Nefteris on a Friday. The family began sitting Shiva on Sunday. And the husband of the woman who was Nefteris didn't begin sitting Shiva till Monday night, Tuesday. Okay. The children sat Shiva starting Sunday. They got up Shabbos. So the end of Shiva for them was really, you know, Friday, practically speaking, but they got up officially Shabbos morning. The husband didn't get up till Monday morning. So when the children got up on Shabbos, the husband sat alone. He sat Shiva all day, Matzoy Shabbos, all day Sunday, and Monday morning. That was the end of Shiva. Now, they call me with the following Shiloh. Shiloh is, when do they have yard site? And what's the Shaila? The Shaila is they like to make a Kamas Matseva in Eretz Yisrael. And they are, all of them are people working for Klal Yisrael. And they wanted to know, they would like to make the Kamas Matseva on the yard site. But when's the yard site? When's the yard site? Because one person began, the children began, as I said, the children began sitting Shiva on Sunday. And the father began sitting Shiva on Tuesday. So, when is the yard site? Now, again, you don't have to make that Kavos Matzeva on the yard site, but they wanted to make the Kavos Matzeva on the yard site, and they had limited time to be in Eretz Yisrael. Really, they had a limited time in Eretz Yisrael to 3 days. So, they wanted to be there for the yard site. And the question is, when's the yard site? Now, normally, we all know, as we'll see as we progress here, that yard site is normally on Yom HaMisa, the day of death. And the question is yard site ever Yom HaKfura, the day of burial, or the day that Shiva begins? That's the Shaila here. So again, we have a woman who was Nefteris on a Friday. She was taken to Eretz Yisrael on Sunday. The children began sitting Shiva on Sunday. The husband went to Eretz Yisrael. He began sitting Shiva on Monday night, Tuesday. Question is, what is the halacha for yard site?
Now, I decide. Misa, what is the question?
Oh, it's Yom HaMisa, what is the question? If Yisrael start, if it was Yom HaMisa, what is the question? I wouldn't be giving shiur tonight on this subject, because that's what I would have said. It's Yom HaMisa, what is the question?
But isn't it
Pashat
that the first yard site is in the
Yom HaKfura? Isn't it Pashat that the first yard site is Yom HaKfura? Yechav gezogt, does Ayid isn't it Pashat Yom HaMisa? No, Kufta Tzaiti, is it Pashat Yom HaKfura?
Is it the first one?
And so then I also have to give a shiur according to you. It's all Pashat. Everything's Pashat, no shiur. When it's not Pashat, then there's a shiur. So if I got two
Yidin... The only thing that's Pashat is it's always Machloka.
Oh, that's
I can't understand what kind of answer.
Now, love again. Erste Sache in the Welt. Erste Sache in the Welt is, and this is, I'm going to write a sefer, B'li Nedar, one day give me a bracha, I hope to write many sefer, but one day I'm going to write a sefer of all of those halachas that don't have an often a makor in Chazal.
Everything.
So now, first things first, where is yard site mentioned? Where is your Yahrzeit mentioned? So this is a very fascinating shiloh. As I said, I wanted to go through the shiloh here. I want to see where is your Yahrzeit mentioned. So the truth of the matter is, as you would suspect that I would say, is that Yahrzeit is not mentioned anywhere in Chazal. The Feirish. Doesn't say anywhere. There's no Gemara about keeping a Yahrzeit. No Gemara about keeping a Yahrzeit. There is a Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, Yud Beis, and a Maseches Shavuos and Daf Chof, where the Gemara. Let me give you a very, very, very quick shiur. An Hilchos Nedarim. A person can make a neder and say, "I want this to be osir. To me, I don't want to eat this. Like I can't eat something else, which there already is a prohibition on." So in Hilchos Nedarim or Maseches Nedarim on Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara says the following. A person makes a neder and says, I'm not going to eat meat, I'm not going to drink wine. Kiyoim shemeis boy oviv. Now, kiyoim shemeis boy oviv means, as unfortunately those people who is never negated to, it should never be negated to, you should live to Mashiach with your whole mishpacha. But lamaisan aloch is an oinein, rachman al-san, that's a person who's Koro died that day. The first thing I tell them when I get the phone call, go to the house, is that you cannot eat meat or drink wine. You don't make brachas, other halachas. Well, the maestro, you cannot eat meat or drink wine until after the kfur. That's a nine, Rahman Hassan. When Anina says on Shabbos and Yantiv, all types of halachas and whatever. But the maestro, we don't. Let's take that sitter off the chumash. We don't eat. An onion does not eat meat and drink wine. So it says kiyoyim shemeis boyov. So now, the goyin says, it's really a machlekes, and the goyin talks about this as well. What does the words mean? I'm not going to eat today like I don't eat meat and drink wine. The yoyim shemeis boyov. Does it mean the yearly yahrzeit, or does it mean the day that they died? Now, on a yearly yahrzeit, you could really eat meat and drink wine. Some people may have a minig, maybe not to, but lamais on a yahrzeit, okay, we're going to talk about this, but it doesn't. It doesn't say anything here about just taking note. It says yom shemais be'aviv aser the achila and the bas of yayin. So the guy says it means the day that the parent died, not the yahrzeit of the following years.
Why would there even be a half meaning to say it means the yearly yahrzeit?
Yeah, why? Because in the yearly yahrzeit, it has nothing to do with bas of yayin.
Your whole half meaning to say the yearly yahrzeit is because you're looking at it backwards, because we've made up this thing about yahrzeit.
Oh, that's right.
If you wouldn't, but
100%, 100%. That's why I'm telling you. I'm in 100% agreement with you. It does not say anything explicitly in the Gemara, number one. Number two, there's something else about a yahrzeit and something else in general about a velus, which is also a very famous tumul, a very big tumul, and that is Kaddish. Say anywhere in the Gemara you gotta say Kaddish?
Not a yahrzeit. Stop before that.
Doesn't really even say anything about Kaddish Yosem, you know that? Doesn't say anything about Kaddish Yosem. Nowhere in the Gemara does it say anything explicitly about Kaddish Yosem. Yeah, what does it say there?
The one that Rabbi Akiva.
Oh, Rabbi Akiva, the one that Rabbi Akiva. What does it say that? There's a Gemara somewhere?
Yeah. I don't,
you don't remember where, because it isn't. It's not a Gemara. Not a Gemara.
So where is that?
Oh, one second. Karpel Yamcha is the end of Parsha Shoiftim by Egla Rufa. Darshu b'psikta, I'm reading now from Rabbeinu Bechai. Darshu b'psikta elu achayim shemeskapim b'mayinam. We spoke about this in Yom Kippur sometimes, that when a person gives money, if he's alive, asher padisa elu amesim. So, kapel yamcha elu achayim. When a person gives money when they're alive, it's a kapara for them. When a person gives money for somebody else who's no longer alive, elu amesim. They receive a kapara due to the activities of their children. Well, amadnum is that, shahagdesha ishinoyegim achayim lagdisham yad amesim. When a child or any who is a surviving relative is magdish something for the people who are no longer alive, chasing them to Ellis the Mason, it helps with the Mason. The Kol Shekain is a bit of a chai. Im haben magdish biyadoviv. If a ben is magdish for his father, shus chusli oviv. Biyos oichel haben peyroisov. If the ben is magdish be'ad oviv, shu schusli oviv, yeis oichal ha-ben pe'roiz, the word din lo'imer b'shvilei kaddish, oi shum brocha b'beis ha-knesses b'tzibur. When a child says a kaddish or any other brocha in the beis knesses b'tzibur, k'moi shomu ba'goda oisai maiso, like it says in the Agoda, oisai maiso, shom yakiva, ukenisa meseches kala. It's not in the regular Bavli. It might be a Zoyar. No one's exactly sure where this mice is, but the mice that Rabbi Achil is referring to is a person, and the Shama came to Rabbi Akiva. The Shama looked terrific, and the Shama was suffering, and the Shama and Rabbi Akiva said, what can I do? And the Shama said, if my son will say something, Rabbi Akiva found the son, taught the son to say Kaddish, Baruch, whatever. That was the whole mice.
But okay. even this still doesn't say when the son should say Kaddish.
That's correct. If it doesn't say anything about the Yahrzeit Kaddish, it means the whole year. That's right. Correct.
Kaddish unlimited.
Correct.
The rest of your life.
Correct. 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 Okay, now, then there's another halacha, which is brought down, which became a very, very big fight in Klal Yisrael. Very big fight in Klal Yisrael that people are not aware of any longer, but a very big fight now where Rabbi Yisrael here alluded to this issue, but there's a big fight in Klal Yisrael. Was tut man auf a Yahrzeit? Mefast or the mest?
Chassidim bring giftiken.
Chassidim give tikkun.
So make a brochen shulta.
Make a brochen shulta.
Right.
On the avelim, essen. The Baal Yahrzeit, they fast. The Baal Yahrzeit, when he brings tikkun. By Chassidim.
I think.
They're not avelim. I don't mean avelim. I meant the Yahrzeit. They make a lechayim.
That's right.
They don't fast.
No, Father, we don't fast on the Yahrzeit either.
They don't fast.
The Beis HaLevi. Story about the Beis HaLevi that the Chassidim eat.
Let me tell you one thing. Before you tell me that, Lamaisa, this is a big tumult because in Shulchan Aruch it says to fast on the Yahrzeit. This was one of the major tumults that there were with Chassidim.
The Beis HaLevi said. You know,
what does Beis HaLevi say?
Yeah.
Compared it to Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, when they thought Moshe was dead, they made a party. When he really died, after Matan Torah, there was a velus.
Okay, fine. Now, listen here.
Better than Yiddish.
Okay, now, listen. So what do you do by Yahrzeit to fast? Where does it say that? It doesn't even say Yahrzeit in Shas. We came out, can't even find a Yahrzeit. Where does it say anything about fasting? So Yerushalmi in Moed Katan. Yerushalmi in Moed Katan. Gimel Zion says the following. Kind of fascinating here. Harayat Tamechochem Shemais. It's like seeing a Sefer Torah in Nisraf. Omer Abevo Yovo Olai Im Ta'amti Kulam Kolay Sayoyim. I didn't even think that their Talmud Chacham died. To eat that their Talmud Chacham died, they didn't eat their Talmud Chacham died. Messed it.
But that's
not on the earth side.
Oh, Tazoy. Oh, Tazoy. Oh, Tazoy. Oh, Tazoy. Very nice. Very nice. Number one. Number two. Unbelievable. The Hashgacha here. We're just learning Shmuel in the Tuesday night share with the women. So we learned like this. It says in Shmuel, Chof Dalid, Posik Yud Beis, that David HaMelech referred to Shaul as Ovi. Ovi. Re'ei gam re'ei kenaf milchov yodi. Ovi. In Shmuel, Beis, Aleph, Posik Yud Beis, it says that when David HaMelech found out that Shaul died via Tsumu Ara Orev. He fasted. What are you going to ask?
Why did he fast?
No, you're going to ask the same Kasha.
He was not an Oina.
Oh, no, you're going to ask the same Kasha that it doesn't say anything about Yahrzeit. Now, the Sefer Chassidim says, Masha Mesanim B'yoyim Shemei Savien, Shari David Hisan El Shaul.
But it wasn't on the anniversary.
He caught Otazoik, he caught Ovi. But some of you will have that. He shows some of Misa's Adam Choshev.
Is he even allowed to as the metal?
Yeah, well, Pashas, yes. I mean, that's what it seems he did. But it doesn't say anything about Yahrzeit again. Okay, now, It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch.
That couldn't have been a yahrzeit.
Okay, well, yeah, you know. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Kuf Samaches, that a person fasts on the yahrzeit. It's brought down at the beginning of Chelek Hei of Mishnah Berurah, which is the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, that during this Siman you don't fast, it talks about fasting for a yahrzeit. It's brought down in Siman Shinayin Vav in Yeridea, and also in Siman Tov Beis in Yeridea, about saying Kaddish. So in Shulchan Aruch we have Kaddish, and in Shulchan Aruch we have Tareisim. But it's amazing. It's amazing. Don't have anything in Shas. Now I'm going to tell you Stam. I'm taking a 2-minute break right now, okay? Here's my 2-minute break. I've said this story over before. It bears repetition for what we're about to talk about. Almost everybody in this room is married. Those who are not, should be. Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, first, Rosh Hashanah is married. Gaman, Ayin Gaman, Rosh Hashanah by Nach, Kum Tahim. I came over on a Mechaverim. The Chava presently is a Rav and a Rosh Yeshiva, Bach Hashem, a Big Tava Chochem. So I don't know how we got to talking at the Suda. And we said that women are not Chayef to Yitzki Yishev. It's a Seishas Van Gogh. To which my wife said, my wife said, Kibul Eim Chayva. I told my wife, I mean, I know it's Rosh Hashanah. I'm in Lakewood, in Gaman. No such thing. She said, there is. My Chavis said, no such thing. She said, there is. So we took out all the Sforim. Then I had a limited library. We took out all the Sforim. And I found the Pri Chadash that says, Beferish, that Noshim Kibul Eim Chayva. So here's my Shaila. I just want to, it's, to me, this is all fascinating. In Gemara, doesn't say anything about a yahrzeit. Doesn't say anything about a yahrzeit. Gemara doesn't say anything really about fasting on a yahrzeit. Okay, so if it doesn't say anything in Gemara, then the question is, did the Rambam keep yahrzeit for his father? Did Rashi keep yahrzeit for his father? Did Abaye keep yahrzeit for his father? Rav and Shmuel keep yahrzeit for the father?
If they would have, it would have been in the Gemara. Well,
the Pashtus, that's what I would say. So I would like to introduce you and show you why I sit over this Maisa about Rosh Hashanah with Kiyashay for the moment. Shuma Sadeshin, one of the Rishonim, hold on for 1 second, please, I'm sorry. Shuma Sadeshin says, this is in Siman Reish Tzadik Gimel. Listen to a Shuma Sadeshin. One of the Rishonim. He has a Shiloh. Now, the Shuma Sadeshin say, for truth be told, it's Shilas and Shubas, but he wrote the Shilas. In other words, he didn't get Shilas in the mail, he wrote the Shilas. Rabim Chalukim Bedovazeh. Rabbi Yisrael Stark. Rabbi Chil Paisim. Rabim Chalukim Bedovazeh. Yesh Misanim. V'yoyimim Kadesh Uboruchu. V'yoyim Hamisa. V'yesh V'yoyim Hakfura. Eze Mehem Shapir Tzvei. In the time of the Tumas Adeshin, they didn't know when you kept your site. Yom HaMisa or Yom HaKfur? Now, I find this absolutely mind-blowing. Mind-boggling. What do I mean to say? Okay, it's not mentioned in Shas. Good. It's a relatively new minig. Please tell me, how do these things start? Noshim Mekibulim Chayva to blow Shaifer, to listen to Shaifer on Rosh Hashanah. Can you please tell me, who called the meeting? Nishay Agudas Yisrael? Nishay religious Zionists, who started this? Where did it start from? Where was the conflict?
Where it started?
The same
you
thing
have...
as Yisrael who were capable of these other things. Though.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you very much. You strengthened my kasha. Omar Abzeira, Benesh Yisrael, Hechmir Al-Atzman. You're referring to the Gemara Nida. Well, good. Yechiel Paisen, you can come back every week. I want to know. Tell me when it happened.
Wouldn't the same question be applicable then by the ladies that are putting on...
Fine.
Problem?
I would like to tell you...
I was much more subtle about that.
I would like to thank you. I would like to tell you something.
I was more subtle.
Baruch Hashem, we have a million of people in this room. I'd like to ask you something, okay? You all have a Kosh Elio on your Seder table?
Yeah, sure.
Kosh Elio, rather. Is that a Gemara?
No, it's from the Sora from my parents.
Yeah, very nice. It's not a Bavli, it's not a Yishalmi, not a Sifri, not a Sifra, not a Rambam, not a Tur, not a Shulchan Aruch, not a Ramah.
It's a whole shiloh about the fifth cup. Thank you for saying over my Shabbos, the Gadol Drasha from 15 years ago, whatever it was. That's very nice of you. But the Maaseh, the Mishavura brings it down. And is that Azam Minig and Kal Yisrael now? The Kindleach, the Tins, the Dos, the Yens, the stories. Every time you see a picture, glass windows, you always see Kachelet all over the place. It's unbelievable. You want to tell me how it happened? Good, we can't read how it happened. But it's an unbelievable thing. In the middle of Hilchos Ribbis, we have something called a Hefta Iska. Who's on Hefta Iska?
Rabbi, you go to a chuppah. When did trench coats start? How did trench coats start that now almost everyone does it? The answer is, this one guy did it. Somebody said, oh, I like that. It's a nice minute. And another guy does it. And another guy does it. And another person does it. And eventually becomes, this is halacha.
But this is,
right?
This is, well, I, no.
I'm serious.
No, I know you're serious, but I'm telling you something else. I'm not bringing a ride to something not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. I'm talking about something mentioned explicitly in Shulchan Aruch. Fasting and your parents' yard site. It's a zatumu. There's so many tshuvas written. And here's the shiloh. When do you fast? And we don't even know the makor 100%. And who decided that this became halacha? And now...
This isn't on the yard site, B'chlon, it's not talking.
It's talking about the yard site.
It says Yom Misa or Yom Kibura.
Yeah.
Is that talking about yard site or talking about B'shas Maisa at that particular juncture?
Yered B'yom HaMisa Shaper Tvei. It's better to fast the yard site or Yom HaMisa.
It says yard site?
Yeah. That's what he means.
That's what he means. You can't do that.
I'll show you. That's what he is. This is a makor for the shiloh.
I was quiet when he says that.
No. That's what he means. Listen to me. Hello. Yesh mis'anin v'oimim kaddish u'baruchu. You don't say kaddish u'baruchu on the day of the death. It means the Yom HaMisa, the art site. Nobody's saying kaddish u'baruchu. You're not allowed to daven the Yom HaMisa.
Abel has to eat a sudas havra on the day of the kura. It can't be that.
Oh, Sabada, so it means the yard site. You're right. It means the yard site. Beautiful. Thank you. Nahara. It means the yard site. Now listen to me. Yira, Tibiyam Amisa Shapritzvei. Yam Amisa. Bechain Hoyra Echem Yagadoylum, Tomidim Shayu Gam Yagadoylum, Horgaf. Bechain Yagadoylum, Gam Kain, Shahoyru, Uyayim Akfura. Can you believe this? Yard site is in Yayim Akfura. Came on this yard in the Gats of Love in Yavir, such a thing. And he brings a raya. I tell you the truth, Rabbi Sai, I saw this raya. I jumped up and down, I kissed the sefer. I was mechavin to the raya. Why was I mechavin to the raya? Because I happened to learn Chumash and Rashi last week. And I had a kasha in the airport. In the airport. I was finishing up, Parshas told us, in the airport, Zuchisi. And what did I find? A Rashi. Rashi state azoy. Chumash, right there, the other one. Oh, to your right, the other one, all the way there. Sorry to bother you. Rashi says, you all know the pasuk, and you all know the Rashi. And this year, for some reason, jumped out at me the Rashi. What's taking Rashi? Gam Shinechem. Rivka is talking. Rivka Imenu. What does she say to Yaakov, wait until your brother comes down. Leave. Why should you what? Says Rashi. If Esau comes to attack you, you kill him. And she had Nebuah, she'll be a Mechad, your Musa. Both of them died the same day. Rabbi Paisim! Did Yaakov and Esau die in the same day?
Impossible.
Thank you very much. Why?
Because he died in Mitzrayim.
He died in Mitzrayim. In 70 days, they mourned him. And they took him out there to Yisrael.
Unless we're talking about the Kavura. Yom Kavura.
Unless we're talking about the Kavura. By me and Rashi state, but it's Nava Shabiyay Mechad Yomusu.
It is.
You're arguing with me again. Maybe Yomusu means Kura. So you know where's the Kasha? The Gemara. And Saita. The Gemara and Saita affect the Kasha. What's Gate Under?
Wait.
Zok the Shumas.
I thought Yaakov was still living until he got to the kever.
Where did you hear that?
So Yaakov was in the maze.
Where did you hear that?
I don't remember now. I'm sure Speed Zimmerman might know.
Which would upslug what you just said.
Yeah, but if Yaakov was in the maze, what did they put in the ground?
Okay.
He died at the quarter.
Okay, listen to me. Now, state the
Right, we all know the story. Chushim ben Don went ahead and killed Esav. Right, the Gemara Talmudic had this came in the words of Shemir. The Beis Shemir said, "Mi amecha, mi amecha, mi amecha, mi amecha, mi amecha, mi amecha, mi amecha, Kurasa mi biyamecharu. Alma diyayim akfura. Chashim yamashiku vaninas v'sar zalei v'ayim v'ahav v'ayim ala ben v'chayimimcha. So Paskin, the Truma Sadesh and Lamaisa. Yayim akfura, yayim amisa. Which one?
Yayim akfura.
Oh,
he says the Raya is a Shracha Raya, he argues, and he passes like you said for a double Pasha, which is what?
Yamamisa.
Now, open up a Shulchan Aruch. I can't believe what's going on over here. Open up a Shulchan Aruch. State in your day. Simon Tovbeis. Heitzachain to Aramo. Now listen carefully, please, to Aramo. Then you can all argue with me. First, listen.
State
Ramah. It's like you go after the mother, you know, but. There used to be a minig in Kali Yisrael. The minig is maintained slightly. If a person's parents die, Rahman al Islam, you don't tell the girls if they're living in a different city. You know why?
For 30 days, L'chayr, no?
Yeah. You know why?
They don't.
There's no reason to tell them. Yeah. They're not missing Kaddish. You don't tell them. Fine. Then, mitzvah le'esanais yom shemes choyav avim. Mitzvah to fast on the day of the yard site for your father. U'misanin yom amisa v'lo yom akfura.
So you called it yard site.
Im loy mi shehaya etzal akfura v'lo etzal amisa. Unless you find a person who is at the kfura only and was not at the misa. You know, and he keeps his yard site. Yom HaKfura.
Because that's the only place he was at.
That's right. Pella. So here we have the Machlaikas. And don't forget that he had a Shaila, and he brought a Raya, and he brought down a Machlaikas as a Machlaikas. When is yard site? Yom HaMisa, Yom HaKfura. It's Yom HaMisa, except if a person was only there for the Kfura, not there for the Misa. And many people nowadays are not there for the Misa. They fly in, they're there for the Kfura. Derech Agav, by the way, Rabbi said, unlike the non-Jews of the world, and unlike, unfortunately, the non-religious Jews of the world, we try our hardest to make the Kfura as quickly as possible. Manon Leibowitz's mother, she was Zaycha. Not many people are Zaycha there anymore. She was Zaycha. She was Nefteris at night, way after Shkia, way after Tzeis. I went to Manon's parents' house. It was 10 o'clock at night. I told them, anybody wants to come, call them up now and tell them to take a 6 o'clock flight tomorrow morning. Being here, we made the Levaya at 1 o'clock. She was Zaycha, she was buried the same day. It's an incredible schus. Every moment the person is out of the ground, it's a tsar for the mace. The God of Israel, a person dies Friday afternoon right before Shabbos, must come and tell nothing to do, you have to wait. Eretz Yisrael?
At night, anytime.
They bury right away. Now, comes along the Tzaz and says, "Kosta b'shuvas harayim v'nyam, yiradahinu dafka mishana rishayna v'yelach, avu b'shana rishayna, li'oilam oisin hayartzai b'yem akfura v'loi b'yem amisa." The first year is different. All of a sudden, Rabbi Pison comes into play.
Doesn't he say over there because it's contiguous with the year of
Avelos? Diem loikein l'pomim shlo yashnam Avelos yud beis chaydesh. Now we come to another halacha. What's the halacha? Avelos is how long? Yud beis chaydesh, 12 months. He brings the shiloh l'maisa in the following way. A person dies on Rish Chaydesh Shvat, which is Alo Shvat, which is a Friday. And the burial wasn't able to be done, so when is the burial done? On Sunday. What day is Sunday? Yemul Shvat. So if a person will keep the yard site the first year on Aleph Shvat, they will have begun their Avelos on Gimel Shvat. When you go around the calendar and you get back to Aleph Shvat, and they will have yard site on that day, they will mistakenly assume that their Avelos is over. And really, the Avelos is 12 months, and they're short one day. So therefore, they made a takana that in the first year, so as not to make a problem, when do you have the Avelos, if it's separated by 3 days, Friday to Sunday, you make the yard site on the Yom HaKfura. And therefore you won't have any problem. Now, I just want to make sure that we clear this up. My father's show was Iftar on a Friday. Sunday, He went to Eretz Yisrael. I did not go to Eretz Yisrael. I started sitting Shiva on Sunday with my mother, Allah Hashalom, and Yibar Al-Chai, my two sisters. My brother went to Eretz Yisrael. He came back. But by the time the burial for him, it was Monday night. Monday night. He took a flight late Monday night. He got back to America sometime on Tuesday. Okay, but he missed. And then because my mother was a little biased, he was living at home at that time, so he sat Shiva with the rest of us. But the Maisa.
Did he sit extra?
No, he did not. Because he was not married at the time. But the Maisa, we were in Avelis in the Ibiyar. So therefore, after 11 months, we stopped saying Kaddish. After 12 months, we stopped Avelis. After 13 months, we had Yahrzeit. Then there's no Shiloh. So then the Yahrzeit is without question Yom Ha Misa, because we have nothing to worry about. Okay. Now, there's a big tumult here. The Shach, the Taz, back and forth. And he says like this, he has a question. The Shach says, Taima hu the Mis'anin, why do we fast on the day of the Yahrzeit? Because it's Zakona. What's the Zakona? Re'a Mazli. That's not saying the Hasidim stop fasting. A whole tumult. The Chaim Ashmachu was right.
And a foregone conclusion then.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to this. He saw this. Al Dibri Arav, the Otu Shnei Achim Shedorim Yirachas. How can you tell me that it's going to go Basa the Yom HaKfura for the people who are not there? Only for the Kfura. The Otu Shnei Achim Shedorim Yirachas, two brothers who live in one city. Mehen Hoya, Eitzel Mises Aviv, some were by the father's Misa, Meha Bezel Hoya. Echa Mehen was by the father's Misa, by Bezel Hoya, Beer, Shkisha Mesa, because not there he came only by the Kfura. Shaz, Ha'echad, Yase, Yartzai, Biyam, Amisa, Tabez, Lamacharasai. Vika, Mishum, Lysis, Gaidu, It's Kukha Tlula. Okay. Now we have a Shaila. Now let's take everything we did and let's all try to put it all together. The kids did not go there to Shah. The kids started sitting Shiva on Sunday. The father went there to Shah. Started sitting Shiva when?
Tuesday.
So the Maestro, he sat Shiva longer. He got up from Shiva on Monday morning. Kids got up from Shiva Shabbos morning. That's for sure. Now the Shaila is, what happens this coming year for the first Yahrzeit? For the first Yahrzeit. Now they called me up and the problem was, as I told you, what do they want to do? They wanted to make the Kavos Matzeva on the Yahrzeit. So they called up and said, listen, our Yahrzeit this year is coming out on Friday. Because we're going Basa the Yom. Not the Yom Amisa, the day the body left. Our father's yard. No, it's not a Nibir Yor. It's not going to be a Nibir Yor for them. Father's yard site is coming out. Our father's yard site is coming out when?
Monday.
On Sunday. Sunday. Father's yard is coming out on Sunday. And the Shaila is, he wants to get back to America, he wants to take a flight back, Matzoi Shabbos. He won't be there for Ziki Yartzei. We want it to be for Ziki Yartzei, he's the father. Oh, Yartzei is Friday. They called me up, so what should we do? Should we leave? Should we tell our father to stay till Monday so we're able to be Sunday? He wants us to take care of our Yartzei. What's the
Is there something with 3 days?
Yes, but it meets all those qualifications. So, at first, I say, Abbas Kementon, you have two Yartzeis. Because the first year you go Basa Yom HaKura, separated by 3 days, by 5 days for sure, you go Basa Yom HaKura. Then, said it's going to be Chuchatula, two different yard sites. Okay. Then we said like this, that, ready for the Shaila, Rabbi Say?
Yes.
Listen to the Shaila now. Rachman al Islan, a husband. How much Avelis does he have?
30 days, yes.
So we said, for a little while, let the father, this is what some people say in the name of Moshe, if the Roiv of the family sat Shiva, or began Shiva, in this case on Sunday, go bus a Roiv.
And if it's 2 and 2, you don't know.
Okay, but here was, whatever it was, children were much more than the father. Well, one second. Somebody quotes this, a Talmud or a Moshe, quotes from a Moshe, you go bust it right. Somebody came up in city here, I spoke to, with Mamish, a brilliant spur. It was so brilliant, it blew me away.
You don't go bust it wrong.
Rabbi says you do.
Except that if it was Nageya the Kura itself.
What's that? Let me just tell you why the whole thing is not Nageya. Listen to this. It's unbelievable, Shaya. It's unbelievable. It's hard to understand how anybody said Fakert once I heard this Svar. How much does a husband have available for?
30 days.
So we want to be Koveya the Yartz, let's say for the husband alone. Do we have a Shash of Avelis?
No.
So when should the husband's Yartzai be?
Yamamisa.
So now, we thought that the father's, the husband's Yartzai should be Sunday, because the first year you go Basa Yom HaKura. And then we said, well, go Basa Roy, back it up to Friday. The truth of the matter is, you got to back it up to Wednesday. Because he's completely Yom HaMisa, because he has nothing to worry about. So here the shaila was whether the children should go bust at a father and wait till Sunday. The father didn't want to wait till Sunday. The father said, go bust at the children, go Friday. But truth of the matter is, Friday is not a yahrzeit for the father. Unless you want to say bust a right, but bust a right, there's no pshat over here. There's no pshat. There's no pshat, he has no avelus. The only thing is, it's going to be a chukatul. Hard to believe. So Maisa, they worked it out that they're going to go bust at the children.
The whole halacha.
I just want to mention one thing though again. This whole shaila of Yom HaMisa Yom HaKvura, the first year, has only to do with the children. It doesn't have anything to do with any of the other kroivim. Not siblings, and not parents to children, Rachman al Hatzlan, and not spouse to spouse. Yes, Shai, go ahead.
The whole shaila of Yom HaMisa Yom HaKvura is in order to make the lives of those that are needing to deal with this somewhat organized, because we have to pick a date to fulfill various considerations. So therefore, okay, you want to use the word rove, like Ramosha, like you're saying for Ramosha, fine, call it what you will, but to include anybody else into the shaila, you have to follow what the reason we're doing the psak for.
I like what you're saying.
To solve their problem, anybody else falling into this, because of the way we decided the shaila based on confusion with dates, therefore anyone else who wants to fall into this and participate into this issue of what the yard site is the first year needs to follow for the reason whatever we're solving.
Okay, I like what you're saying, but I like to be mindful of one thing here. Bederach Klau, if you want to be a person who is medagdic on his words, the term chazal ends with the Amaroyim. We don't say Chazal on Rishonim. Rishonim or Rishonim. Achreinim or Achreinim. And the Tanoim and Amaroyim are called Chazal. I like to say it like this. I find it absolutely, I don't even have a good word for it. Fascinating may be a word, but it's not even powerful enough. We said at the beginning of Shir today, we don't have a true Makor in Shas. The Trumas Hadeshin is still misupik about what do you do Yom HaMisa Yom HaKvura. Machloikis and Neramah. The Maisa Dominican Kal Yisrael is Yard Sites after the first year Tumul is always Yom HaMisa. Okay. I find it unbelievable. It's really what Shaya said before, but this is unbelievable. You know how many Svarim are written just about Yard Sites? Do you have Musaf the Shabbos before? Do you get up to her the Shabbos before? Do you have a couple of Shabbos before? What do you do on the yard site itself? When do you say the Malay? When do you light? I was once by a Baron Salvechik, somebody called up on a shaila about lighting the candle. When do you light the yard site candle? There's so much going on with the yard site. You know what? Rishonim codified whatever Klal Yisrael decided to do. Right? They made it into Halacha. It's in Shulchan Aruch. Fasting. And then again, Kaddish. Tikkun, Limud Mishnayis, going to the Kever, a concept set of things to do on a yard site. And we don't even know where the concept comes from. But the Rishonim said it. And the Rishonim put it into the Tshuvas, and then the Mechaber put it into Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah put it into the Ramah. And you know what happened?
It became wrong.
It became unbelievable in the Digduk Hadin that Klal Yisrael has. I find it incredible.
Klal Yisrael needed it because the people that don't remember halacha, they will remember to keep a yahrzeit.
It's very possible that's why Beruach Kachem, we came up with that, the one day a year Jew, not the 3 day a year Jew, the one day a year Jew who walks in least for the yahrzeit, then maybe he walks in 3 other days for Yisker. Unbelievable thing. But this whole concept, keep a yahrzeit. And now Rabbi Sai, could you tell me in the Torah how many yahrzeits are even mentioned?
One. Who?
Aaron
HaKoyim. As I tell people all the time, Torah is not a history book. It does not say, Avraham Avinu was born on this and this day, and Avraham Avinu died on this and this day. It's an unbelievable thing. But it's an unbelievable thing. Unbelievable thing. So I want to mention that when we see the Ruach, the words, the Ruach Kodesh of the Rishonim, it's so powerful. We have a gantlet settle of shailas and tshuvas and svarim and all types of halachas based on something that was basically, again, using the word codified, constructed, whatever, concretized, whatever word you want to use, gemacht into halacha by the Rishonim. The Rishonim said in the Rishonim. We should be thankful that the Simchas Rabbi say next week, Rav Hashem Yisbarach.